In the West, the science has been taken a stage further with food and tea pairing. The UK-based Tea Guild suggests that Kenya speciality tea, with its pleasant brisk flavour, is ideal with beef and horseradish, and will enhance the flavour of a smoked cheese taken with drambu. Darjeeling, the delicate champagne of teas, is good with egg dishes and creamy desserts. Recalling Hodges' analogy with wine, some restaurants even have tea sommeliers who purport to know their silverfish hook eyebrow from their silver needle. A love of heritage draws us to rituals, and those involving tea have a particular resonance. Few drinks are more evocative of place, from shockingly sweet mint tea, drunk from a foliage-filled glass on the Jemaa El Fina Square in Marrakesh, Morocco, to bitter matcha, sipped in a bamboo tea house, fringed by greenery, in Tokyo or Kyoto. In the Japanese chanoyu, tea ceremony, the teishu, tea master, mixes matcha, powdered green tea, with boiling water using a bamboo whisk. Guests bow, take the bowl with one hand, hold it in the other, then rotate it before sipping. China's equivalent is the cha dao, where the tea leaves are first rinsed in hot water in the pot before more hot water is added to make the tea. This is then poured from a height into several cups at once. Russia's rituals involve the podstakannik, a glass in a silver holder, three interconnected teapots containing black tea, herbal or mint tea in hot water, and the samovar, an urn for heating water, with space on top for a teapot. The teaware and the ritual may vary, but the principles of tea making are the same. It's all about using the right tea, using the right amount of leaf and infusing it for the right amount of time. If you do that, you will be rewarded. And once you experience real tea, you'll never go back.